We talk track as the Beavers are off to pretty good starts here. A second place finish, both boys and girls at Pratt last Friday to 5A Goddard Eisenhower, and now we'll head to Lindsberg to Smoky Valley on Thursday tomorrow, and then we'll head to, or we home on Tuesday for the Scott City Relays. We're talking with a couple of seniors. We'll start off here with Carson Froh. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. So you've had a good start to the season, a couple of meet victories there, and how do you feel like your vaulting has been so far?
It's been all right for early in the season. I think I'm, you know, it's, it always starts off a little slow, but you just want to keep progressing through the season. I think we're getting there. So
yeah, and you had pretty good meet there last week at Pratt, and you also do hurdles as well. And how did you feel like your hurdles were?
I think they've been good this year. You know, I started out quite a bit faster than I did the last year, still probably not up to my potential yet. But we're still working, so good.
Hey, it's still early in the year, right?
Right.
You're trying to some other sports here as well here, and what's the biggest thing that you're trying to work on overall here as you work through this season?
Like I said, it's just trying to keep mm-hmm. progressing. You know. I think mainly in pole vault, being more consistent. Mm-hmm. Like some days you're on and some days you're off, and you just really can't tell. So I think being consistent so you can work on some things is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, these next couple meets, there's going to be some good competition. You kind of ready for that?
I think so, yeah. It's always good to have competition, I think. It definitely brings the best out of you.
What's the ultimate height you want to hit by the end of the year?
I think my goal is probably 14.
All right. Are you coming pretty close to that, or?
We're getting there. All right. Not quite yet, but I'm hoping to get there by the end. So.
Oh yeah, we'll. Once again, it is Senior Carson Froh joining us here, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up next few meets here.
Yep. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Once again, Senior Carson Froh, and to another senior, it's Allie Patton here, and we'll let her get the headset on here, and. Well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Are you used to running in the wind by now?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I definitely am.
Yeah. You've done the 4x8, 4x4, and open 4 times throughout this year. Am I missing any other events?
That's it.
All right. Well, how have those been for you first couple meets?
They've been good. I haven't been getting my times, but it's early in the year, so yeah. I think I'm just trying to keep getting better.
All right. Last week at Pratt, looked like you had a pretty good day overall there.
Yeah, I did.
And you were just in the two events?
Yeah, the okay. two relays.
All right. But, yeah, you guys are continuing to get better there. And what are some keys to having a successful relay, maybe 4x8 and also 4x4?
I think we really need to work on our handoffs because whenever we get to the meets, they're just bad. But the handoffs and just, like, learning how to run.
Uh-huh. Is it hard to believe that handoffs are that critical when it comes push comes to shove?
Especially in the 4x4, they mm-hmm. take a lot of, if they're slow, they take a lot of time.
All right, and what events are you going to be running over the next couple of meets here?
At Smoky Valley, I'm just running the 400 because we don't have any relays because we don't have any girls going because of music. But the Scott City meet, I'm running 4x4, 4x8, and 400.
All right, that's going to be exciting to have one more meet at home, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, what would you like to see from yourself here as you move through this season?
I just want to keep getting better and keep working out at practice.
All right, well, hopefully things continue to get better for you there, and you're off to a good start here. And how fun has this senior season been so far?
It's been very fun. It's going by fast, though.
All right, well, good luck to you coming up here, and I can't wait to see you next week, and thanks again for joining us
Thank
here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Allie Patton joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We talk here with head coach Jim Turner. As mentioned, both teams second place at Pratt last Friday, and then it's to Smoky Valley on Thursday tomorrow in Lindsberg there, and then Scott City Relays already coming up here on Tuesday. Well, Coach, Pratt Invitational, it was another windy day, I guess. Death, taxes, and wind in western Kansas, right?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, though. No. It wasn't anything like last year when it was 30 degrees and the wind was howling. You know, but it turned out all right. The kind of wind died down as mm-hmm. the running progressed, you know, so it wasn't too bad. Little bit cool, but, you know, it's probably a pretty good day. Our two meet days probably in our better days of the season. You know, we've maybe had two other good days at practice with the weather, and that's you know, Carson talking about, you know, being consistent to, well, a part of it's the weather. I mean, it's really hard to pole vault in the wind when it's blowing 30, 40 mile an hour, and that seems to be most of our practices, at least this week, and, you know, hit and miss on the other days. So really hard to get over and get a lot of time in the vault when you got these crazy winds.
But you saw a lot of improvement. You saw some new team or players or runners, I should say, making their debut on the track as well last week, and I thought there were some that really took some strides in the right direction last week.
Yeah, we saw a lot of good stuff. You know, it's hard to kind of highlight things when there's 18 events for the boys and girls and multiple kids in each event. But, you know, our seniors have been doing a really good job, some of our juniors stepping up. But I've been impressed, as I said last week, with our seniors, not only at meets, but also, you know, what they're doing at practice. And as Allie said, you know, working hard at practice, the workouts are where you get better when you're talking about 400, 800 runners. And, you know, your workouts, your technique drill stuff for vaulters and throwers, you get better. So practice is really important, and, you know, staying healthy. And, you know, Allie's struggling with some problems with her calves right now, trying to get those worked out. And we have other kids with shin issues always every year, a couple quads here and there, you know. So we got some stuff going on, trying to work some kids through it and still try to get quality workouts out of them. We had four kids yesterday rotating on bicycle instead of running because of different issues. So, you know, you're running that every year, but, you know, the workouts are really important. You got to get some kind of work in, and you know, Allie's been doing a really good job, as well as our other senior leaders out there.
Yeah, you mentioned one senior, Claire Hawkins, had a great day there last Friday, and really the first time in a while she's done both the 16 and 32 in the same meet, and she was also in the 4x8, and I think that was a promising sign for her.
You know, and as a freshman, she ran all those all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and being a freshman, it was a struggle sometimes getting her to think that she could, but she really, you know, excelled really well by the end of the year in them. And then she struggled, you know, the next year with some breathing issues. And then we had, of course, had COVID issue for a whole year. And she's back to form where she was when she was a freshman. She's well ahead right now where she was when she was a freshman. I mean, she broke the school record her freshman year at state track meet at 12 flat. She's at 12:23 right now after running the 16 and the 4x8. So, you know, she's had a great year. She won't run this week. She's in band or vocal, also band. I believe she's in band. There's somebody in band and vocal. I mean, we've got 35 girls out, and we're taking 11 to Smoky Valley. You know, and then boys, we're losing about 10 boys too. So, but we also have, this is a meet we set some kids out. So those young kids always take all the freshmen the first JV meet, and then we have to set them out either Smoky Valley or Cheney. So we've just kind of chose to set some out here and to get, only go to 8 meets in a year. That's Acacia rule. So I have to be careful not to get them over that.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, yeah, you mentioned Smoky Valley, and I think this is a meet we're going to see quite a few, possibly a few competitors for regionals there. Of course, Smoky Valley, who's in our regional there. And then next Tuesday, it's the big Scott City Relays.
Yeah, also at Smoky Valley Southeast, the Saline will be there. Big competition for the boys, but Smoky Valley's good in the boys and the girls. You know, too bad we can't load up and go and see what we could do there, because I'm pretty sure they're going to load up. They're probably thinking we're going to be loaded up, because but not to understand the band vocal issue, which has never happened before. I mean, it's never a conflict with a meet. It's a good Friday, and somehow it's got bumped up, seems earlier than normal, but that's life.
Yeah.
You know, our home meets is always a good one. I can't remember if there's like 15 teams, 12, 15, 17. I mean, I can't remember every year what it changes from. Like, I got an email today about another team that lost some meets because of weather. No, want to know if they might want to get in. I think what might scare them is the 9:30 start. They're 3 hours away. You know, so a lot of teams, a lot of, well, I mean, 1A through 4A, it's a really quality meet. You know, we're looking like forecast we're going to have some wind. Hopefully that'll change by then. But, you know, it's a good meet. I mean, I think, like Carson said, our competition, it kind of increases each meet and a little bit. You know, sometimes you might see a weak event at a meet, but normally you see things stepping up and progressing, and which is great for us with more competition as we get into the season and build towards our regionals.
Do you feel like I know it's maybe a little different with track and field at times, but the competition that you guys see maybe with some of those to take it to the next level, do you think that has paid off for you guys in years past when it gets to regional and state time?
Yeah, you hope. I mean, that's why we travel to Smoky Valley and to Cheney. You never know which regional we're going to go to. I mean, if we weren't shipped up here to Phillipsburg for the regional, we were probably going to Cheney, you know, and then we get to see some of those teams. You know, that's why we travel, and we don't want to see Ulysses, Garden, and Dodge at every meet that we go to.
Yeah.
You know, so we hit the road a little bit and make some long bus rides, but the older I get, I'm not sure it's favorable for my back, but that's just life. You know, but we see good competition, and that's kind of what we want to see. And does it help us later in the year? I sure hope so.
All right, should be a good one. I know you'd be a little shorthanded tomorrow. Good opportunity to get better on the track tomorrow and in the field events as well, and then the home meet on Tuesday.
Yeah, it might be a benefit because, yeah, you know, we're watering some kids down. You know, Kennedy's going to run the 8 and Allie's going to run the 4, and that's it because we don't have any girls for relays, and it might actually benefit them, you know, on Tuesday, come back maybe a little fresher after the Easter break and all that. So we'll see. You never know.
All right. It should be fun here. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here, and looking forward to seeing the results tomorrow from Smoky Valley, and, of course, looking forward to seeing the Scott City Relays in person on Tuesday. Thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up.
All right. Thanks, Adam.